Okay, this is continuing with Derek Vonberg on 21 May 1981. So you were saying that Ryle was quite interested in Hoyle's data. Hoyle was quite interested in Ryle's data. Yes.
And of course, Ryle would produce some new data and give a seminar or something. Hoyle would come along and listen to it. And then next day, there'd be a new cosmology produced by Hoyle based on Ryle's data. And this sort of got him a bit annoyed. That is, they got Ryle a bit annoyed. because, of course, it takes a long time to generate all the equipment and the enthusiasm and the work to get the data out. And there was a little bit of feeling there, I think.
But this was already while you were there.
Oh, yeah. And I watched it develop over the years. And, of course, Ra went Big Bang and Hoyle went the other way. And,
right.
I'm not quite sure where they stand now.
Well, they're still on the same two sides of the fence. But it's interesting to me that it was that you saw that developing already, even when you were only doing solar work. Because Hoyle was interested in theory of radio bursts on the sun and that kind of thing.
Yes.
Right.
Well, of course, you see, he was absolutely feeding off the stuff which ran. And I think he was a bit over-enthusiastic in the sense that, he weighed in and started developing the stuff on Ryle's things before he'd almost got it off the paper recorder.
Right. Do you actually remember Hoyle coming out to the rifle range site? And
No, I don't think he did. I think that he used to come to the meetings or whatever and then go away and do his sum.
Right.
They didn't get on too well, to tell you the truth.
Right. Well, any other comments you'd like to make?
I can't think of any just at the moment, I'm afraid.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Well, I'm afraid I'm running a bit of a phone bill.
That ends the interview with Derek Vonberg on 21 May 1981 over the telephone from Cambridge to his home.